songs. How many of you, being a Victorian or being an Australian, have you ever attended one of the footy finals or matches? Have you ever attended? You guys don't like footy? You don't like to see somebody get run over on the field? But you know, I have been to one of the events and the match where there was 95,000 people in MCG. At the end of it, when they roared, my heart shifted from left to right and back. Can you imagine when we stand before God in the heavens of heavens with all generations and we declare the roar, holy, holy is the Lord. I tell you, the whole universe will be shifted from its axis straight to heaven. Because it's a powerful emotion when you roar and you shout for the team you win, you love and it won. Jesus is our winner, mate. Jesus is my winner, friend. I will roar because he won for me. The day I stop roaring, I will lose him. This morning, I've got a difficult title. I couldn't sleep for the last couple of days. I had to refresh my old brains, go back to my notes. Kenny, Pastor Kenny put me on a difficult week. Just now, where's the chairman? He said, anyone is having a difficult week. I was going to put up my hand and said, bro, pray for me, man. I need your prayer. But you know, at the end of the day, this morning's text, somebody asked me, do you have PowerPoint? Let me tell you this. I don't use PowerPoint, but I'll point you to the power. Amen? This morning, we'll point to the power. The reason I don't like PowerPoint, because I want you to listen to me. Sometimes PowerPoints distract your attention and you don't hear because you're copying there. Now I want you to hear. Amen? I have two verses that I wish you can put up. Number one is taken from the book of James. It says in James chapter, let me tell you, now my notes have gone upside down because I got frightened after Kenny called me. All right. Romans chapter 4 verse 5 and James chapter 2 verse 17. Can I get those two verses up there? It's a very difficult one. I am not here, listen, I'm here not like a politician. I'm not going to sell one point. I'm going to give you my take on what the Lord has spoken to me through my life in service. Amen? Okay? So don't afterwards come and say, no, listen, the Word of God has its own power to convince you. Don't let me convince you. I sometimes can't convince myself. How do I convince you? Amen? Come on, guys. Are you with me? Otherwise, I hear myself only. And that's very frightening. When you hear, you got the verses up? Is it coming? Is somebody doing it for me? Romans 4, if not, we'll read it then. Romans chapter 4, verse 5. It says, but people are counted as righteous not because of their work, but because of their faith in God who forgives us sinners. Isn't that true? How many of you were righteous when God saved you? Some of it, we're not worthy. No, it says that. Then in James, it said, even so faith, if it faith not works, is dead being alone. Now I'm confused. One say faith, one say work. I'm a workaholic, so I'll go for work. Isn't that true? That's how we operate in the Word of God. Let me tell you, we tend to go to the one, we tend to gravitate to the one that is pleasing to us. Or I can do it. But in the Word of God, it got nothing to do but gravitating to what you love. It's about the truth. Amen? It's about the truth. The truth of God. God's Word is the truth. Amen? I just want to let you know, I served Teen Challenge for 20-odd years. Singapore, Melbourne, Indonesia. I've been to the Golden Triangle. Not as a tourist, there's nothing to see there. But you know, I have seen the truth set people free. I am a living testimony that I will vouch with all my life that the truth sets people free. No medication, no program, nothing but the truth of God set people free from addiction. Powerful. Truth is the most powerful medicine for unbelievers. Amen. Don't give them stories. Give them the truth. Give them the truth. The truth is so powerful. One dose enough. No need to take every day. One dose. And then every day you exercise now. That's where your work comes in. Amen. You know, I always use this. When I preach with drug addicts, I still go with them. A lot of my friends are still on drugs. I always tell them, I am still an addict today standing before you. I took my drugs this morning. I'll take it when I go back. I am an addict. You know what I'm addicted to? The love of God. Come on, guys, give the Lord a clap offering. You and I, in order to live that truth, you got to be addicted to the love of God. I was talking to Pastor Kenny just now. I said, I'm a very passionate person when you talk about that. But the truth. And this morning, I'm going to talk about this salvation, works versus faith. Let me give you my take. My take is this. One sentence, I'll finish and go home then. What is faith, friend? My question to you is, what is faith? Faith is not belief only. More than belief, faith is trust. Do you trust God? Do you have faith in God? I hear people say, I have faith in God. I say, show me your faith. I have faith in God. When the Lord called me to that ministry, my life changed. My wife is a living testimony. My life changed. I don't like drug addicts. I tell you from the depth of my heart, I never liked them because I came from that background. I never liked them. I don't want to spend my life giving. But the Lord called me. And out of that truth in my life, my faith was, let's go. That's my wife. Faith. What is your faith? What do you understand of your faith? Do you believe God? Does your belief have an expiry date? Does your belief have limitations? Abraham, the story of Abraham in Romans. Abraham believed in God. Simple. He believed in God. That belief motivated a momentum in his life that changed his life, changed a generation. You and I are counted blessings because of him. Faith. Don't talk faith, please. I'm sick of hearing people talk about faith. You know, the world today is sick and tired of the church. You talk love, love, love. You talk, but you never walk. Isn't it true? I've got people on the streets telling me, hey, brother, say, man, I'm sick and tired of hearing you people talk about love. Show me some love. Wow. It hits you, man. It hits you. Let me see love. You know, the craving and the cry of my heart is to be loved. And yet you talk about love, but you don't give me an ounce of love. You know, the two greatest need of any human being. I'm not a counselor. I know a lot of things, but I'm not smart in everything. It says this, the greatest need of humanity is to be loved and to love. It's the desire to be loved and to love. Every human being cries. You as a kid, you want your parents to love you. As a husband, as a wife, you want to be loved. But on that same take, do you give love? My kids live in the drug center where we work. Living in drug centers in Melbourne, the druggies here are out of the world. And my three kids and my wife is the only family living in that normal family, yeah? And when I go out, my wife is alone with all the druggies. Some of them have a bit of problem up on the upper level. Eh? The upper level needs a lot of help. And that time when I go out, I pray, but I say, God, take care of my wife. Because some of the addicts, when they have a slip up there, man, I'm with my size. I've lost a lot of weight, but I was 200 over pounds. I've been carried and thrown by some drug addicts. Thrown! And I think of my wife, look at her, how small. And I pray, and faith, my faith is this, but yet my faith doesn't hinder me from doing the word of God. It never stopped me. It actually pushed me. And that's why I can share the testimony of the truth of God. Faith, friend. You know, I know we all, Hebrews said faith is believing in something you don't see. But you know, but it's more deeper than just belief. It's the anchor. It's the anchor in my life that keeps me through the storm. Faith. So I cannot see faith and work as clashing. I see them as compatible. Amen? It's just like love and hate is compatible, you know? Think about it. One day, my second said, you know, if you got three kids, I got three boys. The center one sometimes, not all the time, sometimes can become a bit of a pain in the anatomy, yeah, but you know. And then one day he asked me, Daddy, he said, if I become a drug addict, what would you do to me? Oh, this type of question, very hard to answer. It's just like yes or no, huh? Got to pray, got to fast, got to put sackcloth, ash, all you know. And I said, why? He said, no, Daddy, I want to know. And I thought he was playing. So I said, if you come back as a drug addict, I'll whack the daylight out of you. Then he said, wow, pastor can whack people. I said, no, that's only the first half. The second half, I will love you to the end. I said, this is tough love. The church and us, we need tough love. I have experience and I live tough love on the street. I survive on the street because I exercise tough love. I will love you, bro, but I'll face you all the way till the end. You try to take me down, I'll face you. That is faith in God, friend. My faith is in this God. My faith is not in what I believe. My faith is in a living God who lives. That's not what we're saying. He lives with me. He's in church today. Amen? Look on your left, look on your right. Jesus is there with you. My faith is not in my knowledge, not in my experience, not in my heritage. My faith is in the living God. Think about it. Where do you put your faith? Where do you park your faith? You know, sometimes people come to church, they park their car and they park their brains in the car. And they come to church with no brains. Or I caught a guy one day, I found out, he always parks his car and he parks his wallet and he takes just $10 out to give tithes. So one day when I caught him, hey man, don't let, I'm an ex-cop. Huh? I teach law in the police academy back in Singapore. One day I caught him and I said, don't ever do that. He said, Pastor Mitchell, how do you know? I said, the Holy Spirit told me. And then I thought, are we people this way? We park our faith somewhere? Our faith should be an integral part of my life. Come on, guys. It's an integral part. Me, you see me, you talk to me. It's my faith in God that allows me to stand before you, to stand and say, I believe God is my help. Faith. Have faith, church. Build on faith. Don't worry about the works. Because let me tell you, if you have good faith, out of the goodness of your heart will be the overflow of good works. Think about it. Think about it. Come on, church. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth express. It's a biblical thing, friend. Isn't it? You tell me about faith. Let me see now. I always want to see. Sorry. Don't get me wrong. I'm not an inquisitive. But let's be truthful. There's so much of deception out in the world, friend. When I was growing up in life, my dad's German. Germans are very strong people. Whenever somebody scolds us in school and says, your children are very stubborn, my father said, listen, don't ever tell me as a German we are stubborn. We are determined. Yeah. We always win. But you know, I think carefully, my faith is, a God that never lies. You believe? A God that never shortchanges you? That is the faith in God. Faith. I believe out of my life must flow. Think about it. I just got this thought. Thanks, Holy Spirit. He dropped this in my head. From creation, God loves humanity. Amen? Tell me honestly, you believe that? Even though Adam and Eve went on a date and committed sin, yet the Lord loved them. And from that day until Jesus came, the Lord has echoed through the prophets, through the old, he echoed constantly, my love for you. My love for you. I love you with an everlasting love. Your names are engraved on the palm of my hands. I love you. I love you. He gave Jesus as a token of his love. Amen? Think about it, church. Come on. He loved us. He never ceased to tell us, I loved you. He always said, I love you. In Romans 5:8, the Bible says, Jesus demonstrated his love by dying on the cross. I like the word demonstrated. There is a display of his heart. He loved, but he displayed on the cross. See, I love you now. You know, when I was young, you write love letter or you put a heart. And now I learned, don't put a heart. There's no love. It's the cross. Hallelujah. Come on, guys. Write love letters. But Jesus even demonstrated for the world to see a tangible eye of the faith he had in us. He loved us, church. He loved us. Oh, he loved you. If Jesus did that, how much more? Paul and James are not conflicting. They are bringing out to really reinforce into us that faith is needed in the demonstration of our works. Amen? Hey, you come to church, it's a demonstration of your faith. You tithe, it's a demonstration. You lift up your hands and worship, it's a demonstration of my love for you, Lord. We need that demonstration. And that's where works kick in. Amen? Works kick in. I like our chairman just said, your family goes through, but you never gave up. You still gave to God. That's a demonstration of the faith that you have. Stop, you know, please stop talking love if you cannot love anyone. You know, when I went to the drug ministry, it's a new world, huh? It's a new world. You know, I thought pastors, hallelujah, everyone. Hey, when I went to the drug world, they F you on the streets. I lost so many teeth. I've got split eyebrows. I got beaten up. I said, hey, hello. I came here to help you, not to fight with you, man. Even though I've got martial art, but I cannot fight with you. I go to jail, you know. I said, what kind of ministry? It's a world. Then one day, the Lord told me, I send you here for one simple reason. Hey, let me tell you, church, God talks to you. Amen? He told me in my devotion, I sent you there that you may learn to love the unlovable. I said, Lord, come see Allah. You really humble me. You left, right me, I also cannot stand up now. He's to teach me to love because I had a heart of hatred, friend, a hatred for this demographics. I hated this subculture. God taught me to love. And thus, when I began to resolve with that, I have led many to the Lord. Because my faith came out clearly and powerfully in my acts with them. Show me, if you say you got faith, show me your works. You know, I always wonder, why did Jesus say the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few? So many Christians, what? We all are believers, but not willing to do an act. Because I can't go. I pray you send Daniel. Lord, I pray for me. Hey, send him. He can do, I won't do. No, the faith is God called you. Would you stand up and say, here I am, Lord? Would you be like Isaiah? Here I am, Lord. Here I know nothing, I have got nothing, but here I am in the emptiness of my life. Fill me, Lord, that I may go do your work, Lord. Sorry, I'm not angry. I get carried away when I preach. Huh? No. I'm very passionate. I don't scold anybody. Sorry. Sometimes my wife reminds me, you know, I was telling Pastor Kenny, I see the passion, then I know your heart. Is to know, to love the unlovable.
All the theology you can have on the argument, but if you know love, you're nothing. Nothing. So when people always tell me, but what about, I said, listen, we are saved by grace. Grace cost you nothing. Grace didn't ask you for your bank account. Grace never asked you to give me a share of it. No, grace was given free. That's where faith came in. And that's where salvation was born. Amen? You know, if you give me something free, it's only human that I do something good for you. Even though it's unspoken, it's not contractual. If you treat me nice, I want to treat you nice. That's a very Asian thing, eh? Sometimes you want to give more, I receive more, but it's okay, eh? But so likewise, when God gave us the gift of salvation and faith, the work out of it is not a compelling or compulsion, but out of the love of God. I love you. You know, I suffered a heart attack in 2008 driving on the road. 2015, I was in church closing a service. I had a stroke. And I sat down in the clinic and I said, Lord, surely this is not going to be the end for me. Caleb at 80 asked for another mountain. I'm only 70 plus, Lord. I can do the valley and the mountain now. And my faith kept going. I never, maybe it's a German thing. If you study it, Germans are very determined people. I'm very proud of my heritage. I'm German, mother Portuguese, born in Singapore. I'm a mix of all United Nations. Huh? I eat Chinese food. I eat anything. But you know, I've learned one thing, friend, that faith is the motivation deep in my heart. And it has to come out. The longer you say that, it has to find a means of expression. It will. And how long you hold on, but the Lord will make a day when the expression will come out. You cannot contain your faith inside. Faith needs to be seen. Amen? Faith needs to be seen. I tell you, when I look at the Old Testament, the people of old, they suffered, they died, they suffered deep pain, yet they wanted to show the love of God. Look at the Hall of Fame in faith, in the book of chapter 11 of faith. They died for their belief. Some didn't even see the reward. They died. But the death of them was an expression of a faith that they had in their God. Come on, church. Don't worry about all these referendums. Doesn't bother. It doesn't even scratch my back. I have a faith in God. And my faith, I was telling Pastor Kenny, is this, that I pray the churches will be bold to stand up. And I'm not asking you to be militant, please. Don't get me wrong. I used to do military, but I'm not militant. But I'm asking for boldness. Boldness. I have gone to Victoria Market. I can't sing. You know, Daniel, you are good. If I sing, the church will empty. Everybody run away. But anyway, we were singing to drug addicts at the back of Victoria Market. And suddenly somebody threw an egg, hit exactly the center of my bald head. Pow! And then, you know, my old self came back. I looked, where that one? See, I said, who that hit my bald head so nice? But when I cooled down and I went to the toilet, I caught the guy in the toilet. And then I stood next to him. I said, bro, remember the egg? He said, oh, sorry, it hit you. I said, yes, it hit me. And talked to him. And we led him to the Lord. The Lord is a drug addict. Eh? And I thought, one egg can bring one person. Take one tray, throw on my head. No. But, you know. And I went out. You know, I've done a lot of things. I am not good. But you know, when God asks me to do, I go out and I do. Because why? I have a faith. I cannot stand up and tell you, brother, God is good. If I myself have never lived it, expressed it, how could I tell you that? Maybe I'm deceiving. That's why someone said, what is good works then? The definition, what is good works? Is it the work good for you or good because you like it? Or is good works to the glory of God? Or is the good work God? I love Singapore. Eh? I'm a true blue Singaporean. May you see how I sound. From the day I was born, I Singapore. I love Teochew Moy. Anybody Teochew here? Praise the Lord. My wife is Teochew. I love the Teochew Amoy and the Teochew Moy. Put together, I got a wife. You know, and I love to stay. I wanted to stay on his, but the Lord's prompting, we came. We went through tough times. Tough times never weaken you. Tough times strengthen you. And the faith that we had. You know, one thing in this that James writes, this is very good. You know why James is saying? Because we have become soft Christians. We don't see the need for works. The sad thing is, we say, pray. Pray, 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 pray. But you never get up. What did James say in his book? You see somebody by the road and you pray for him. Or what, you pray over him. And you don't lift a finger. He said, you did nothing. And he died. So can you see the genuine faith and works? I saw your need. I know. I prayed. But beside prayer, what am I going to do? You know, today I have about 2,000 plus friends on Facebook. Some of them are very normal, sound people. About one third or nearly half are people who came from a subculture that never knew God. A subculture that is destroying families. A subculture that is destroying individuals. Drugs, alcohol, waywardness, sex. Look at that culture sweeping the young. The next generation is facing an uphill task. Where are you and I with our faith? You know, I used to love working with young people. Because when you work with young people, you feel young. Sometimes when you work with seniors, you feel so sad. They don't want to change. Everything I've done before. Hey, hello, bro. Change, the wind of change is blowing. But when you work with young, you know, listen, I tell you how to know a young and an old person. Old people sit down and talk, last time. Last time. The good old last time. Young people, next time. You see their mindset? With the hope. I was hopeless. Last time, last time, last time. I used to do that and my kids used to correct me. Daddy, stop doing that. Okay, I said, stop. Because why? They're looking for a hope. And you know, the hope needs faith. Listen, friend, hope needs faith. A living faith. The Bible calls faith a living faith. A life to go and stand with that. Say, I made it. You can. I'll walk with you. That's what I told my kids. And I thank God they live in a drug center. They've all grown up. None of my kids smoke, drink, or do drugs. The statistics tell us if you put your kids there, the influence from outside is stronger than the influence from the church. God is a good God. So my faith in that area has been authenticated and tested. I can speak to you and tell you. But don't do it because of my faith. Do it because of your faith. One day somebody came and said, Pastor Mitchell, I want to be like you. I said, look in the mirror. Look at my hairstyle. Then he said, no, maybe not that. Then I said, what do you want? Never aspire. Always aspire. I want to be what God wants me to be. Young people, God wants you. God has a plan for you. But you need that faith. And in that faith, exercise action. Faith is like an attitude inside. Cannot be seen. The act is the demonstration of what's inside of you. I go on the streets. I walk. I'll preach for God. I came out in the hospital when I had a stroke and I talked. And the nurse looked at me and said, you are amazing. And I said, no, he. He didn't want to silence me. He said, cannot silence this guy. His mouth still going on. My faith, man. You know, I tell you, when I came into your Chinese church and I looked and Pastor Kenny said, yeah, I told my wife this first. I said, the church is growing. God is working in this church. People have given up hope. No, faith doesn't die. Amen? Faith never dies. Faith is alive. And therefore, but faith requires this work. I don't know about you, but I don't like preaching to people if I can't show something. I do drug ministry. I do cell group with people. Until I know that the Lord wants me to show something, I'll take you. I carry a tattoo on me. And wherever I go to The drug center said, "Hey, bro, how come you got a tattoo?" Hallelujah. I said, "Sit down. That's the invitation to the gospel. Now you cannot go until you know." Really, yes, my wife, even my kid. I said, "Daddy, you go out." I said, "Never mind. I never put the tattoo. When I put the tattoo, I was 17 years, handsome, long hair, flowing." Hey, you laugh, huh? You think I was born this way? Come on, guys. Last time my hair touched my collar. Now my collar can't touch the hair. But you know, friend, I will use every weakness in my life with a good intent to work out a faith plan for somebody. If God can save me, He can save you. He can save you. He loves you. Faith. Faith must be the eyes that people can. Your faith must have eyes to see, and your action will draw them to see, friend. That's why you do prayer and healing. People rush when they hear God healing. Why? People are like you and me. We want to see. We still got a little Thomas, doubting Thomas in us. Huh? Until I see, I believe. Cannot see, don't believe. Isn't that true? But Jesus said, "Blessed are those who do not see, yet can believe." Hallelujah. You know, I think in Ephesians 5, it says, God created us to be what? The masterpiece. Are you His masterpiece? Are you standing on the road, standing somewhere and displaying the masterpiece of your faith? No, huh? I do. I love to do that. People always say, "Oh, you love attention." I say, "Yes, I love attention. If my attention can bring salvation, I will use all attention." Master, you know what the word masterpiece? One of a kind. Of a kind. Do you have a one of a kind faith? Stand up there and say, "God." You know, I see some of you who I knew from OCF that you have come through the years. It's a beautiful testimony of faith working and changing your life. Day by day, God is molding and making you to the fine picture of His faith. So watch your speech. Watch the company you keep. You know, whenever I say this, my kids will attack me. "Daddy, you always sit down with drug addicts." I say, "Hold on, I'm different. Huh? I got special calling." No, but keep the company. Company tend to influence good and bad. Huh? Keep the church company. I like what you said about the Sunday school teachers. Thank God for Sunday school teachers. Thank God who give their time. Giving their time where they can relax. Give their time for your kid. If you never say thank you, I pray you one day say thank you. No, honestly, why do you want to do this? They have their faith to believe they can mold the life of your kids. Amen? It's a molding of a kid through their faith in God. The action that they are doing is the benefit of your life, not for them. You know, some of our acts we don't benefit. Some of the works we do. Amen? But somebody benefits. And that's why. Don't argue. Don't go. I know I'm a Bible school student. I know the debates. And I don't like playing on the debate because I want to take the positive out of it. My take is always with an eye for positive. I was telling Pastor Kenny, I'm sick and tired of people comparing. No, just compliment one another. Compliment. The Word of God is a complementary oracle for us that our lives will grow. I pray that as you go through that camp, Pastor Benny is a fantastic guy. I used to know Benny many, many years. He used to be from the insurance line. He's a fantastic teacher. Good to have a good teacher. Good to have a good service. But more than that, will that change your life? I was coming out of a preaching one day and somebody ran up to me and said, "Pastor Miso, thank you. It was a..." You know, this guy was Chinese. You don't know him, but he was loved. "Oh, your preaching is so good." I asked him, "Give me the 3 points. I don't know, I put on my notes. I told him, 52 weeks you sit in this church, you say all the sermons good. 52 weeks you have not become better. Where's your faith? Where's your faith? This year is my 45th year serving God. And I was talking to Kenny. Kenny got not much problem. I think I'm a problem to him. Huh? And I said, "Kenny, you know what? I realized I've not lost the first love. Revelation says when Jesus came, he said, you lost your first. I've never, in fact, I'm still in love with God. I love. And you can see the love in what I do. I go out. I love the Lord. I'll never exchange that love for anything. But that's the expression of my faith in this living God. You know, Daniel, I always watch your service. I like your worship leading, huh? I followed a couple of times and I always see that. I was asking Kenny, is Daniel here? You know, sometimes you don't know when you do things, people are picking up. There's a world looking on us. There's a world. There's a world. You know, somebody told me, Pastor Mitchell, do you think he said you think you're very popular. Hey, don't say these are things to me, very hurting, you know. I'm a very emotional guy, you know. I go back and cry at night. You know, I said, Lord, why? He said, so I said, hey, bro, I don't think. I am. Well, he cannot answer. He said, why? I said, listen, the whole power of darkness wants my soul. And the whole power of glory wants my soul. You know how popular I am? Enemy wants to take you down because you're doing the God. And God wants me. My faith is in God. Church, I want to give you 3 points. I want to give you 3 points. You know, we are Asian, tapao, go home. You want take away, huh? Amen? I always, when I eat, can tapao, not? And then nowadays, the restaurant say, no more tapao already. I say, well, die, huh? I want to give you 3 things to take away about works and faith. Number one, whatever your faith is in, I won't say, I don't know your faith. Huh? Whatever your faith is in, it has to be authentic faith. Amen. Listen to this word, authentic. There's a false faith out there. There's a synthetic faith out there. Authentic. And how do you get authentic faith? The Word of God. Amen? Amen. The Word of God is the authentic oracle of faith. Your faith must be authentic. Test your faith. Test your faith. The Bible said, test your faith. Know your faith. If you don't know, talk to your pastors. If you don't know, read the word. If you don't know, go to it. Always go and seek out that you want the best of your faith. Because the enemy is a whispering one going around to distract you and destroy you. Amen? To confuse you. Second thing, when you do the works, whatever work you do, always check your heart and make sure it is not for self-glorification, but for the glory of God. It is not for self-glorification. Not about me, but about Him. Not about I, but about them. Amen? That truly is the work of faith. You glorify. All that I do is because of my faith to God, I glorify. Even through my work, I glorify Him. Amen? Not me. Thirdly, to wrap this bundle home, remember, don't waste your time trying to find out in the debate which is right. Everything that is in the Word of God is right and truthful. I get people, Pastor Mitchell, last Sunday you preached this. I said, hello, bro. You just go back, read your Bible. From Genesis to Revelation, then you call me. He said, wow, very long time. I said, take your time. You know why sometimes people don't read, they jump in and they want to get an answer. And how to give you, I don't like giving abstract answer. I like to give a full answer. Oh, I said, I'm very long. I said, take your time. I'll be around, don't worry. But remember, don't waste time. Don't go and argue. Always take the truth. And always reflect on Jesus. Look at Jesus' life. He didn't have to die for us, but He died. You know why He died? That the demonstration of that can tell you how much I love you. Amen, church. I love you this morning. I will always love you. And I hope and pray that you will constantly look at your faith and see if you're growing. We all have a mustard seed of faith. You cannot grow bigger, but you can grow greater. You can only grow. And only way to grow, my wife grows a lot of herbs, is to nurture, care, take care. It will grow. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Can I pray for you? Can we just stand? even in the quietness of our hearts, Lord, even in the storms of our life, Lord, our hearts are quietened, Lord, as we lay our lives before you, Lord, and say, search me, O God. Look into the recesses of my heart, Lord. Where is my faith, Lord? Who is my faith for, Lord? For we were created with that vacuum that you have put your faith in us. A faith to trust, a faith to believe, a faith to live, Lord. I pray for every member here, Lord, that this day when we walk out, we will exercise that faith. And we will seek opportunities to work that faith out, Lord. We will seek opportunities to live that faith out. That we will look for opportunities to be a blessing to someone that whose faith may grow, Lord. Pour your blessings upon us. Even as they prepare for camp, Lord, I pray for the unction of the Holy Ghost to fall upon each one, Lord. Go prepare that campsite. Go prepare their hearts for that miracle of revival, Lord. We believe with all our hearts. Our faith is in you. You never fail. Thank you for this morning, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In your most precious name, I pray. And everybody say, amen. Thank you, Pastor Kenny.
Thank you, brother. Now, I pray that this sermon will truly encourage us to put our faith into works. Amen. We're going to sing our last worship song. As we do that, I want to invite us to really cast our eyes upon the Lord, you know, as we worship Him.
Where would I run to the throne of mercy? Where would I be but at this cross of grace? How great the love, the strong the hand that holds us. Beautiful, so beautiful.
So here.
So here I bow to lift you high. Jesus, be glorified in all days for all my life. And I am yours forever.
There is a King.
There is a King. For the scars of healing. There is a Son who came in grace and truth. How great a love carries us to kindness. Wonderful. You're wonderful. Here I bow to lift you high, Jesus.
I truly believe that even through the sermon, the Lord has spoken to many of us today, especially when it comes to talk about putting our faith into works.
Yes.
And the Bible says faith without work is dead. Absolutely dead. And I refuse to be a pastor of a dead church. Absolutely
Amen.
Not.
Amen.
I did not give up my entire life to serve a dead church.
Amen.
But we serve a true and living God.
Hallelujah.
But I sense the Lord is giving a challenge, not just to us as a church, but to you as an individual. And I want to give you this opportunity. I sense the Lord through Pastor Miso has spoken to you at an individual manner, in the sense that God has given you something to do. You know that you are saved. The issue is not about salvation, by the way. We're not talking about salvation here, are we? Absolutely not. When you have faith in Christ, you are saved. But here we are talking about the dream or that thing that God has deposited in your heart, in your spirit, and He said, my son and my daughter, would you step out in faith and do it? And I sense in this house, the Lord is saying to you today, today is the day that our faith will not be dead, but we shall step out in faith and say, Lord, here I am. Here I am. I'm going to serve you. I'm going to serve you my whole life. So I'm going to do a closing prayer. I'm going to do a benediction. But after that, for those of you, perhaps the Lord has stirred something in your heart and you want to, you can call it recommit yourself unto the Lord, or you say, you know what, I just need someone to pray with me to reignite that dream that God has once given me. Perhaps through life, through bad experiences, you kind of give up. But God is real. Yes. If God can use Pastor Miso, God can use you. If God can use me, God can use you. So I want to give this challenge to you, not just to the old, but also to the young people. I don't care if you are 5 or 12 or 15, God speaks to young people. I received the call of God at the age of 16.
Amen.
So God speaks to young people. So young people, if you are listening to this and the Word of God is saying something to you, the Spirit of God is speaking to your heart, after I do the closing prayer, you come up, you pray. And we, as your pastors, we are here to pray with you. We are here to cheer you on. Amen. Let's do that. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for your word. And we thank you that your word is always true, is always right. That you never lie, that your truth will set us free. We thank you, Lord God, that today through your servant you have spoken. And we pray, Lord God, that this house is not going to be a dead house, but it's going to be a house alive because Jesus Christ is alive. And I pray in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, every dreams, every vision that you're given in this house, oh Lord God, for every individual shall come to pass, oh Lord God. I pray for faith to arise, a working faith, not a dead faith, a living faith. Why? Because we serve a living God. So Father, I pray that as we go from this place, you help us to step out in faith, Lord God, to serve you and to glorify you. So may the love of the Father, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit to be with you forever and ever. And the people of God say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let's give a clap unto the Lord. So for those of you that want to respond to the message, you can come down now. For the rest of you, the Lord bless you. Next week is camp. Don't come back here, all right? Go to camp and we're going to have a phenomenal time together. I want to welcome for those that want to respond to the message. Do not be shy. Today is the day. Let us respond to God. Lord, your God, bless you.